Welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing The Shop Around the Corner from 1940, starring James Stewart and Margaret Sullivan. Some essential movie details. This movie was remade in 1998 as You've Got Mail, starring Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. This film has a similar plot and premise to The Shop Around the Corner, in the sense that the leads are pen pals, but instead of over paper, over email. And instead of working in the same company, Meg Ryan's character is a small bookstore owner, ironically enough called The Shop Around the Corner. And Tom Hanks plays a corporate businessman who owns a publishing company that's trying to put that small shop out of business. Another movie detail, Ernst Lubitsch put the development of Shop Around the Corner on hold when James Stewart and Margaret Sullivan were unavailable. During this time, he made the film Ninotchka, and that was released in 1939. Alright, so now we'll get into my thoughts on the film as a whole. So starting with the plot, I gave it a 4 out of 5. I really liked it and how it went along, but the only major critique I have, and the reason why it has a 4 out of 5, is I did not like how it ended. I didn't like how quickly they fell in love with each other. You know, it was literally the last scene. It all wraps up really nicely, really quickly. And I also wish we saw more of them writing letters back and forth to each other. To me, that kind of felt like an afterthought. It didn't feel like it was really a part of the storyline because we just hardly ever see it. It just kind of shows up towards the end, and I didn't like that as much. And so because of that, I felt the romance was a little rushed. Now, I love the premise of the story. I thought it was a really strong premise, and hence why it was remade a couple times. But yeah, I thought in this, it felt a little rushed. It didn't feel like it developed over time. All right, in regards to the acting, I gave that a 5 out of 5. You know, despite my dislike for the quick ending, I loved James Stewart and Margaret Sullivan. I just wish we saw more of them. I really do. And I won't knock that as a critique on their acting. I really liked it. It was really excellent. I love their banter back and forth. I also really liked the boss, Matuszek. It was really funny seeing him call his wife and how he went from an angry boss to quiet and a little skittish. But it was sad when we find out why that is. His wife was totally using him, which is awful. But he does provide some good emotional support to Jimmy Stewart. And also just overall, he's a funny character. All right, in regards to the directing, I gave that a 5 out of 5. I thought it was really excellent, really good. I thought Ernst Lubitsch, he was really good at showing the store and the development of the relationship, even though I felt it was rushed. I just wish we saw more of it. And his eponymous touch was very present in this film, especially with the characters in the setting. Like, I think of the character of Matuszek and how he was all depressed and all that. And then one of his co-workers invited him over for Christmas. So it was like a very heartwarming moment of the movie, which is definitely a part of his movies. All right, in regards to cinematography and special effects, I also gave that a 5 out of 5. I thought it was really excellent, really good. It feels like we're in Christmas time. I mean, you see Matuszek outside and it's snowing and there's a huge crowd of people. It feels like we're actually in Budapest. You know, it feels like it's actually snowing. And I also like the shop itself as a setting. It feels like a real store. You know, we see the outside and the windows and all that. Then we're on the inside. It feels like a real store. So I was really impressed with that. Really like the setting. And I'll add too that the camera work was really nice, but it's your standard kind of single camera type of thing. It does feel like a stage play at times, but not a huge knock to it. All right, in regards to the music, I gave it a 5 out of 5. I thought it was really romantic and set the tone of the movie really well. Had some great Christmas music as well. And yeah, I thought it was great. Even at the end when, like I said, I didn't like how quickly it wrapped up. Even the music there was really nice and really was really what was selling the moment, I think, for me. So if it was just them talking, I don't think it would have been as powerful. I think the music is what sells that ending scene. All right, so tallying it all up, that brings my Letterboxd score to a 4.8 out of 5, which I'll be rounding to a 5 out of 5. So would I recommend this movie? Absolutely. I do think It's a Wonderful Life is the better Jimmy Stewart Christmas movie, but this one is a close second. I thought he was amazing. I love the premise of this movie a lot. It's really, really clever, really unique. And I would also recommend watching You've Got Mail after watching this as well. That's a really good romantic comedy as well. All right, well, those are my thoughts on The Shop Around the Corner from 1940. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Make sure to subscribe to our Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. All right, thank you so much. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.